During a surprise visit Tuesday, the governor told new teachers in the Logan School District to feel good about their decision to work with Utah students.
We appreciate the significant and positive role you play in people's lives in the rising generation. So thank you for choosing teaching.
Then he listened as elementary teacher Rosa Nunez told him why she chose to become a teacher.
But I want to be able to be in a classroom. And if I could get a child to smile, I will have succeeded for daddy. And that's why I want to be a teacher.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate your passion and your concern.
Teacher retention, the ability to keep qualified educators in Utah, is a concern for the governor, who says he worries that pay in his state is too low and competition from other states too high. So what are Utah educators saying they want?
A lot of times we focus on maybe one piece of that retention issue. It's about the money. It's all about the money.
Tammy Pfeiffer is the governor's education advisor.
But as we visit with teachers, that is certainly one component. But the comment we really hear most often is that I need more time. I need time to collaborate with other teachers. I need more time in the school day. I need time for professional development. So money is part of that. Time is part of that. Collaboration. And certainly the language we use to talk about teachers and public education.
After meeting with new teachers, Governor Herbert toured the remodeled Logan High School and then met with students at Bridgerland Applied Technology College. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.